USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Nova Scotia, a weakened but still destructive Dorian is toppling trees and cutting power to hundreds of thousands of Canadians. Officials are urging people to stay indoors until the storm passes. Earlier, over coastal North Carolina, Dorian wreaked havoc on the Outer Banks. Benny Lax is on Ocracoke Island.
The water levels rose so fast, literally, I would say within 30 minutes, we had 4 feet of water, and it just kept rising.
There was a storm surge of up to 4 feet there. While Dorian was a Category 5, it was the strongest and slowest hurricane to ever batter the Bahamas. On Abaco Island, many are waiting to be evacuated. This woman was waiting to be evacuated to Nassau with her children.
I don't have nothing but me and my kids.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, with thousands of people still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In Santa Barbara, California, there was a vigil to remember the 34 people who died on the dive boat that caught fire at the beginning of the week. They're still looking for one of the victims.
The remains of that person do remain outstanding. We have 33 of the 34 victims recovered.
Bill Brown is the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. DNA testing has identified more than half of the bodies recovered. There are reports that the Conception didn't have a roving night watchman. The Coast Guard's Monica Rochester says that's a violation.
The certificate of inspection articulated that there was a roving watch required for that vessel.
Sears is laying off about 250 employees at its headquarters. They emerged from bankruptcy in February and said they don't plan to close completely, but they will start to implement a permanent workforce reduction beginning October 28th. Sears spokesman Larry Costello said affected employees were put on paid leave last week, and there's no additional action planned at this time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators say country singer Kylie Rae Harris was responsible for the three-vehicle crash in northern New Mexico that left her and a 16-year-old girl dead. They say Harris was speeding when she clipped the back of another vehicle that sent her into oncoming traffic. She then crashed head-on into an SUV driven by Maria Elena Cruz. The first responders included the teen's father, Pedro Cruz, who was with the fire department. Authorities also say evidence at the crash scene indicated alcohol may have been involved. Harris had a prior DWI conviction in Collin County, Texas in 2017 and had been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. It's another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong. USA's John Clemens reports.
The demonstrations began 14 weeks ago over a bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, despite Hong Kong's history of having an independent judicial system outside the meddling of the communist government in Beijing. The demonstrators won a major concession when Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam withdrew the bill.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns.
Despite that concession, the demonstrators have broadened their demands for greater freedoms. At times, the demonstrators have shut down Hong Kong's airport, as well as major portions of the city, which is a major Asian financial hub. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.